It is the Joe and Alex show, as previously mentioned. And Alex has one big problem after another. But the one she's dealing with right now is anxiety. And you're afraid that, wait, could there be anything to this relationship? A month in, it's going great. But I just realized me and this guy, Cody, have nothing in common as far as hobbies and things that we like to do. Me and my wife, Lindsay, we like to drink beer. We like to get food at different places around town. Yeah. We like to go to concerts, whatever it is. We have a few things.
But see, like, we don't like the same type of music. We don't like any of the same type of hobbies. He's super into working out in sports. I'm obviously not. So last night, I forced him to listen to a true crime story I had to tell him. I was dying to tell him, and he was miserable, and he does not like that. So he's like freaked out. He's like, I don't know. Like, he was genuinely like disturbed that I'm into true crime. Like, he's like, I just don't understand why you like this.
Maybe
like,
I should, like, date, it's
gross.
Cody.
Like, he was grossed out that I was like into it. And I was like, but I'm not the only one. Like, there's millions of women that are like into true crime. And I was just trying to get him excited about like hearing it and like getting all pumped up and like, isn't this like so crazy? And he just like was so disturbed by it. And I was like, how could I date somebody that's so disturbed by what I'm passionate about? And then I was like, but we have nothing in common. And I just asked him, because he's listening, I said, do you think it's a big deal? And he said, nah, we have the same beliefs and morals. It's not like we have nothing in common, just different hobbies.
317-239-1009. We'll get to the calls in 1 second. But Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Live the Web Girl, what are people saying about this anxiety, not having anything in common problem?
Deanna says, my fiance and I have almost nothing in common hobby-wise, and we are getting married. And then Cheyenne said, sometimes you don't have to have anything in common in the beginning, but you guys will find something you both enjoy together.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, okay. That's what I need to know. Like, is it a big deal to not have stuff in common with someone?
And you're a month in. You're not a year in.
Well, obviously I know. I'm just, you know, these are just things that run through my little hamster brain, and then I bring them up to you.
I know. Good morning, Kendra. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
I agree pretty much with everybody else is saying. You know, you'll find stuff that you love to do together, which is even more exciting. So, and then you get to learn about what they like to do. And that's how I find that they truly love you, is for them to sit there and be able to deal with the crap that you love. So that's how you know they like you.
So if I can get them to sit through a murder podcast or get them to listen to Murder Monday on our show, then that's how I know he really likes me.
Oh, for sure.
No.
If he's willing to suffer for you, then of course.
Aw.
That's it. Torture him. If he doesn't love you, you know, then I don't know what to tell you.
How much torture can he withstand?
Elijah, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you don't think it's a big deal, huh?
Hello.
Hey,
I don't think it's a big deal. I feel like if you haven't found anything yet, then what you probably have in common is just each other and like being in each other's, you know, presence and learning new things about each other. I think if that's all you have in common, then that's like a beautiful thing to have
that's
in common.
That's enough.
I was going to ask you, Alex, what is it with, besides initial looks, because that's everybody, I'm not judging you, what is the thing that attracted you and this guy, Cody, 1 month in? You're like, hey, let's start talking and going out on dates. What was the initial thing?
I think like how easy it is to communicate with each other is a huge turn on for me. I'm somebody that like likes a lot of deep conversation very fast, and we communicate really well. And we have talked about so many conversations that I think a lot of people would say are taboo to bring up only a month in. Like, we've really gone there. And I like that because it helps me feel more secure. Like, okay, could I seriously see a future with somebody? And I feel like without those deep conversations, I don't know if I can. But with him, because he's willing to go there with me, like, I feel like I could see a future with him.
Amy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Amy, what was your comment this morning?
That if you guys are just hanging out and enjoying each other's presence, don't overthink it. If you don't have that much in common yet, you don't really know each other. You're only 30 days in.
Yeah.
I mean, how much can you truly know about somebody in 30 days?
But what if you talk like every day, all day for 30 days?
Then that's great. That means you guys obviously have something in common, something that you enjoy with each other.
You're fine. Like Amy just mentioned, like 90-day fiancé, you still have like 60 more days to figure out if this is the guy or not.
Before I go on TLC.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Absolutely. Just enjoy each other's time.
That's cool. And the one thing I feel unfortunate for Alex is that I don't know your guy, Cody, but I assume he's not waiting till he's married. Maybe he is, but like you are. So if you had sex with him, you guys both might like sex.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Well, how do you know if you have anything in common or not if you don't do it?
Oh, my gosh. We're not having sex, so that's not going to be the thing we have in common. Not unless he marries me.
Joe and Alex show tweet us, should we Facebook Live the sexy time?
Hey.
We could do that. We could get you a nice hotel room. It'd be absolutely incredible. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Jose.
Jose!
Hey.
What'd you want to say, Jose?
Hey, I say take your time, get to know each other. It's still too early, but if it doesn't work, mira, I know you like Latinos. I'm right here, mommy.
Ah. I do like Latinos.
Talk to Poppy. Talk to Poppy.
I do want a Poppy, though. On the DL, I do want a Poppy.
You want a Poppy on the D? She wants to pop on the D. Okay.
That's amazing.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. You have a Merry Christmas. Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Ashley.
Ashley, you ever go through what Alex is going through, or any advice you could give her here about not really having a glaring thing in common? You're like, oh, we both like this.
So I see that as a good thing because you're able to be your own person and not let him kind of, I think a lot of people who get in relationships end up doing everything together.
Yeah.
This way you're able to still have your own interests and be your own person and just have him enhance who you are, not complete you or add on to you.
I like that.
So I see that as a good thing.
I like that. And we have talked about that, how we both have our own things and our own friend groups. And like we are totally cool doing things without each other.
Yeah.
But that's just the thing that was bothering me was like, but what if we don't have anything to do together besides like hanging out, but like a thing, you know?
Let me ask you while you're still on the phone. What about this? Almost transferring it over to me. I've been with my wife for about 5 years, but married for about 2.5, almost 3 years. And I noticed that we do have things that we have in common. Like Alex brings up as examples, like, well, I don't have that. But there's also a lot that like we went to TSO last night. I went there just to be a good husband. It's a great show. I could have cared less. It was the most boring 2 hours of my life going to
Lindsay
TSO.
Lindsay wanted to go?
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that my wife likes. I'm like, oh, God.
Like what?
Take me this morning so I don't have to go to this event tonight.
What is it? Like, what is she like that you cannot stand?
I mean, I think the list goes on and on and on. Like, I went to a Josh Groban concert one time.
No husband wants to go to that.
I'm like, why am I going to see Josh Groban? No offense, talented artist,
Dude, but I don't care. Do you want to hear? Okay, this has nothing to do with our topic except Josh Groban, but do you want to hear some secret, super secret celebrity tea on Josh Groban?
Is he Josh Groban?
This is so juicy.
Right,
I really
shouldn't
be saying this.
You got like 1 minute to give it to me.
So my old radio boss was when Katy Perry first started, like when she was in her I Kissed a Girl stage.
You mean JonBenet?
Yeah, when JonBenet was first starting out her pop career, she came to his radio station to do like a radio tour. She was talking on the air and all that stuff, and he interviewed her. Well, they all went out to dinner, him and his boss and Katy Perry. And Katy Perry is sitting there, and she gave my old boss her phone to like look at some pictures or something. And all of a sudden, a text pops up from Josh Groban, and it says, I'll just say, your Nana tasted so good last night. And my boss handed it, shoved it back to Katy Perry. He was like, I think you got a text message. She had it where like the text wasn't hidden.
It would show exactly
what the text said. And it was from Josh Groban to Katy Perry. Is that some radio tea or what? Or celebrity tea?
I bet she didn't have any of that Dr. Pepper.
Hey, I can't believe he hooked up with her grandma.
Yeah.
So gross.
That's gross.